to be you. It had to be you.
This is Pamela Kuhn, and the curtain is up on Center Stage, the show about the arts and the artists behind their work. In the many hats that I have worn during my time in Greenwich, Connecticut, perhaps one of the most enjoyable was my 10 years conducting the Silvertones, the choir of the Greenwich Senior Center. It was there that I met my guest today, the magnificent and irrepressible Ruth P. Wilson. And I say irrepressible because Ruth is 106 years of age. Many Greenwich residents know Ruth for her fine work as a teacher in the Cobb school system. For 29 years, she shared her knowledge with literally thousands of children. It was her most gratifying work. But that wasn't enough. She wanted to travel, so she became a model. Yes, you heard it right. And she made enough money to satisfy her wanderlust around the world. I know Ruth as a woman who has the warmest passion for life. When Ruth walked into the room, her overwhelming sense of humanity and cheeky sense of humor came with her. So sit back, enjoy this conversation with Ruth as we speak about her life, teaching a young Fred Camillo, and how Greenwich has changed. Treasure her words of wisdom that she bestows on life, and listen for her giggle. She has never lost her joyful vitality and sense of wonder.
You know, to me this makes me smile, because I have not any talent. I don't have any musical talent. I don't have any whatsoever. So this amuses me.
You have tons of talent, Ruth Wilson, as a loving person and as a beloved person in the community. I can tell you that, and it is an honor to interview you right now. Oh my gosh, Ruth, we've known each other so long.
I know, that's wonderful.
And in the Silvertones, whole realm of singing, we've known each other.
Just before I came here, we sang here.
So now you're at the woods, quite happy, in your beautiful room, looking out on the birds, feeding in the bird feeder. I love that.
We used to have so much fun.
Ruth, you know, I've known you for so long, but I don't know so much about you. Where were you born?
I was born in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Not very far away. And when were you born?
1918.
My gosh. Tell me about growing up for you.
Well, when I was a year old, my father died. My mother was left with five children to feed and clothe. And 100 years ago, women didn't go out to work. There was nothing for them to do except domestic type work. So my mother found a job as a housekeeper across from the National Museum of Art. And my sister and brother lived there in the museum. And there was another one, a Museum of Natural History, one street over. And they haunted that place too.
But what about you?
Well, this apartment that my mother had with the job was in the basement. But the problem was, when it rained, the rain came in the basement.
Oh no.
So when it came up too high on my crib, I guess my mother decided, that's enough of that. So she decided to go back to New Jersey. And I really feel my mother's heart was broken when she gave us all away. But she wanted us to have a better life.
Right. So all five of you were adopted.
My oldest brother had a job, so he could support my mother. But my sister and I were in the same orphan's home for 3 years. And my twin brothers were in a Catholic orphan's home in Newark, New Jersey.
Okay.
I was never brought up with any of them except my sister.
Okay.
And my mother's sister, who lived in Koskov, had lost two children. So she decided that she would take my sister and me in.
Beautiful.
And raise us. And if I thought I was regimented in the orphan's home, my aunt was like a staff sergeant.
She was tough, was she?
She was very, very strict. But I guess I wouldn't be where I am if she weren't.
Right.
And when you are brought up in somebody else's home, you never really know if you are loved. I mean, nobody ever said that to me or my sister. And it was only when my aunt was dying that she told me that. So that's why I would tell anybody that I really loved, I would tell you.
Yeah, you're ready to share all that love that you feel, you know, with whoever you feel special to. Did you ever see your mother again?
Yes. Have you ever been in the middle of anything? In the middle of my mother and the middle of my aunt. And I was only 5, so I started to call my aunt Mom, mm-hmm. which I must have been like a sword in my mother's heart. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know any better.
So how long did you stay with your aunt then in Kaskab?
Until I got married.
Until you got married.
She wasn't really happy about my getting married.
Really?
So she told me to wait to June. And I did, June 1st.
And how long were you married to your husband?
30 years. And he died when I was 51.
You were still so young.
So I've been alone since. And I really never wanted to get married again because I wanted to travel.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I've been to every continent in the world.
You have.
And I couldn't do it on a teacher's salary, so I had to find something that paid a lot. And I had this first grade boy who was modeling for Caldors. And his mother said to me, I'll give you the name of the agency. So she did, and you had to submit pictures. And they accepted me. And it wasn't like you had to apply for the job. When they called you up, you had it. Mm-hmm. They would tell you what to wear and where to go and how to get there.
That's amazing, Ruth.
So I did that until I was pretty old and I was tired of advertising nursing homes.
But you were a pinup girl for a while. I remember seeing some of your pictures when you were modeling, and you were beautiful.
Yeah. So, but they used to pay 200 and something an hour.
Really?
One weekend, I made $2,400.
That was a lot of money then. And that allowed you to travel and do what you wanted to do.
Yeah, that allowed me to travel.
That's fantastic, Ruth. But before that, how many children did you have?
I have one boy and one girl. Mm-hmm. They went through Kaskab school, and I just recently lost my son.
I'm so sorry.
But my daughter, she's miles and miles away
in Chicago?
Illinois.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's lovely.
My granddaughter, as I told you, is living on the Cape. So she's trying to get my daughter a place to live on the Cape.
Okay, all right.
Then I will feel better because I hate to have her way out there in case she got sick or something.
Or so far
nobody
away.
There.
Yeah, no, I understand. So. That's a mother's love. You're still thinking of your kids. But speaking of kids, you literally have thousands of kids.
One time I sort of added them up before I was finished. I had over 1,000. Because I started in kindergarten, mm-hmm. and we had 2 sessions. I did that for 20 years, and then I finally mastered the math for first grade.
Okay.
So they promoted me to first grade, and I did that for 9 years. That was really, well, everything about teaching is very satisfying, I guess. Mm-hmm. Self-fulfilling or whatever.
I'm glad to hear that. And that was in Kaskab. And I understand that you're still friends with many of these students of yours on Facebook.
Yes. You remember my 100th birthday?
Oh, yes, I do.
Half of them were my kids.
I know. It was so exciting. Yes. That was at the Kos Kob Firehouse.
Yes.
That huge room filled with hundreds of people.
And a lot of them were the kids that I had had. And they email me. I just keep in touch.
They still celebrate you, Ruth. You have tons of friends, and you have tons of children and people who love you. I remember at that birthday party when Peter Tessie came in and gave you that beautiful proclamation for being 100 years old. And when we celebrated your party at the Senior Center, you said that day you were already planning your 105th birthday party. And we came to that last year.
Yes.
And we celebrated here at Greenwich Woods.
Well, I had Fred Camillo, you know, in school.
As a student?
Yes. It's so weird when you are having teaching children, you never know what they're going to do.
Right.
The ones that are outgoing and so forth, they don't always do much. But Fred was quiet and, I mean, not quiet, but he was well-behaved.
Yeah, that's good. I think he's still well-behaved.
Yes,
he's well-behaved enough.
Everybody loves him.
Yeah, they do. And he attended your birthday parties in the last 2 years.
Right.
For 105 and 106. Ruth Wilson, you're incredible.
I'm now 106 and a half.
Yes, you are. Tell me, what is it that keeps you going? What is it that keeps your mind alive? Because I know that you're all about learning and sharing. I see you here with your iPad.
Like my iPad, I keep up with the current events. Mm-hmm. I know what's going on in the world and all that. And there are three or four people here. Having them in my life makes it as though I have somebody.
Do you have a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is what you've thrived on all your life. Everything you've done has been about close relationships with people.
Right.
But you also have told me that you feel blessed.
I am blessed my whole life. My philosophy is that God steers you. When I got out of high school, I wanted to be a nurse, but I was only 16, mm-hmm. and they wouldn't take me till 18. And my aunt had always wanted to be a teacher, so.
She was pushing you out the door right. to be a teacher.
I would have wasted 2 years doing nothing. So I tried it.
Exactly.
And I think that's where God pushed me.
I think that's wonderful. Tell me about the best aspect of being a teacher.
Oh, I can't begin to tell you. It is so satisfying. And I just love the kids.
Yeah. How long did you teach for? How many years?
29.
29 years in the school system. And then, of course, you were a major fashion model.
That's what people come to see me and say, I remember that outfit you had. You were always dressed to the nines.
That's right.
I didn't buy expensive clothes. It's the way you put them together.
That's right. You had that knack. But I remember when you'd come into Silvertones and you were beautifully turned out in the most gorgeous colors and everything was coordinated.
Yes.
We counted on that. And you still have the most beautiful silky skin.
Except for this stuff.
I love it. You're still as beautiful as ever. So I want to know, because you grew up literally in Kos Kob in Greenwich, how has Greenwich changed?
When I first came to Greenwich, we got around by trolley car.
Trolley?
Trolley. When we wanted to go to Greenwich, the town of Greenwich, mm-hmm. from Kos Kob, we had to take trolley car.
I love it.
And the trolley was on one rail until it came to a place where they could pass one another. Mm-hmm. And the trolley went from Norwalk to Portchester.
Wow.
And we had winter trolley cars that were closed in, mm-hmm. and made you sick because I don't know what the odor was, but it was nauseating.
Really?
So loved the summer trolley cars because they were wide open. And instead of the seats going this way, they went across. Mm-hmm. And it was so most fun.
Oh, I bet. From Norwalk to Portchester.
Yeah.
I did not know this, Ruth. What was your favorite part of living in Greenwich?
Island Beach.
Oh, here we go. Your love of water.
Yes. Island Beach was given to the town in 1918 by the Lauder family. I think they did
face creams. And yes, that's right.
When the island was 100 years old, they invited me to speak over there.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. You were queen for a day.
I was. And I have a picture of it. I must have been saying something funny because everybody's laughing.
I love that, Ruth.
Island Beach had three cottages that faced Long Island.
Okay.
And Mr. and Mrs. Metzger were the caretakers. Well, the hurricane that wiped out all of the cottages, and it wiped out their house, and they built a new one. I was so sorry to see the cottages go.
Yeah.
You wake up in the morning, you're on the island all day long. You're on the island.
Oh, lovely.
And at night, when everybody's gone, so calm and
it's
quiet.
All yours.
And they used to have moonlight sails.
Nice.
And they bring the orchestra with them. And you know the roundhouse at the end? That's where they would dance.
Beautiful. Oh, Ruth, that is so fantastic.
And I was a teenager then. You know how crazy teenagers are.
Well, let's talk about crazy. I mean, what was the craziest thing you ever did in your life?
Well, let's tell Keep on the Island.
Okay.
They had a big, heavy float. I only did this once.
Okay.
I dove from one end down underneath the thing and came up on the other end. I was lucky.
How far was that?
Well, it was a huge float. I don't know what struck me, but I had to swim underwater the whole time.
Yeah.
And hopefully come up on the other side.
On the other side. Good Lord, you must have been a great swimmer.
I could keep my own swimming.
Yeah.
Not a gorgeous stroke or anything. My husband was a swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
He used to swim from the dock in Greenwich.
Yeah.
To the island.
To the island?
Yeah.
That's a long way.
And then he also taught most of the boys in the YM how to swim. And then he had a swimming team that he started at the boys' club, mm-hmm. which are now the Dolphins of the YWCA. And my daughter was there. And my husband then had a scooter that they would ride on. And on the way home, her hair would freeze. And that winter, she never, ever had a cold.
Oh, my gosh. Her hair would freeze. It was all wet and just on the scooter.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Did you ride on the scooter?
Oh, yes. I loved it.
Oh, you did, huh? And when you rode on that scooter, did you wear a helmet?
No. You never heard of a helmet then, though.
Exactly.
If I fell on my head, that was it.
That was it. You know, you have the most amazing memory. And at 106, your recall is extraordinary. But we are lucky that you came to Kos Kop. And even though your aunt was a taskmaster, I'm really glad you came here. And think of all the students you've affected their lives that you taught. It's amazing, Ruth.
The reason my aunt was good for me, one time I was in second grade, and my best friend told her mother she had homework that night. So my aunt said to me, "Where's your homework?" And I don't have any. From that time on, you sat down and did your homework.
Yeah.
But I was number one in my class. sophomore year because of that.
Because you were disciplined.
Yes.
You knew what you had to do, the work you had to do. And that's what you took to your students when you taught them.
Right.
You taught them the same thing. That's why you're so respected here, Ruth. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone in town respects you for your presence in the community and your loving spirit. You know that, right? And you brought that same loving spirit to Silvertones when we used to sing.
That's right.
That was a beautiful thing.
I loved you. You had a spirit in you that was different. It was only you.
Thank you. You made my day. But even after you turned 100, you were going to the senior center to still exercise.
Yeah.
You were doing the exercise classes.
Mm-hmm. When I was 100, I was doing everything for myself. My son used to live with me on the back of the senior center. I take my walker, go in the elevator, do my exercises, eat lunch, mm-hmm. and he would pick me up at 3:00.
There's no doubt that the senior center in Greenwich has been a marvelous place for people like yourself. You still lived alone, but you came and spent the day there. It was such a beautiful way for people to have that social aspect in their lives.
Well, just until 2 years ago, I think, they had a trivia, mm-hmm. and I absolutely loved that.
I bet.
And whenever they would have a place that they were talking about, say Bali or something, were you there, Ruth? And I'd say yes.
That's how you kept your mind sharp.
I have no idea why I have such a good mind, except I'm blessed.
You're blessed, and I'm thankful you do. And that's what makes me so happy to be with you. Ruth, is there one thing you would like to say to young people today about how they should be living their lives?
I was sent something this morning. It was found on an orphanage in India, I think.
Okay.
It says, do it anyway. Be kind. And if people think you're just doing that to help yourself, do it anyway.
Do it anyway. I love it.
If you want to build something in your life, and if somebody's going to tear it down, do it anyway. And it was things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the best thing I've read in a long time.
I think that's wonderful. And you're such a worker. And you know how fantastic that attitude is. But also, you told me the other day that it's your sense of humor that's kept you happy.
It does. That's another thing. If you want a pleasant, fulfilling life, you have to do it through service to others.
Mm-hmm.
And about 3 or 4 years ago, have you ever heard of the Brava Awards from the YW? Well, it's supposed to be somebody in business mm-hmm. who does things for others. Well, my boss at the time put my name in, and I never knew that. And surprisingly, there were 5 people that were chosen out of 26, and I was chosen.
Of course you were.
So that was the greatest thing, that she had confidence in me to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's a beautiful thing, Ruth.
It was.
Just like when you taught others to have that. You know, you told me before we started that you were amused that we were doing this interview because you didn't really have any talent.
No, because you usually do prominent musicians, you do authors, you do all that kind of thing. And what did I have to offer?
You may be my most special guest because you went out and just did it. Wow, what a life you've had, Ruth.
Can you imagine being so blessed as I am? This is my theory, that God refines you as you live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't too nice a person early on, and God's being refining me.
It's a beautiful thought. Talk about special spirit. You're the one with it. Ruth, you are the greatest.
Oh.
And if I could, I would take you over to the island right now. and go to the island. Wouldn't that be beautiful?
I think 2 years ago I went.
Did you?
My son used to take me. That's my happy place. You got a happy place. I have a happy
place. I have a happy place too. And it happens to be an island. We're both water nymphs.
Yes.
You and I.
I'm Pisces. What's your excuse?
Oh, well, you really are a water girl. Oh, no, I'm a Libran. We're different there. Maybe I've got Pisces somewhere, you know, in the background.
You must have.
And hey, before we stop, you told me yesterday what you wanted to do in your next life. Do you remember?
Yeah, I want to be a psychologist.
Because you want to figure out why people do what they do?
Yes, right.
You know what you'd just say to them? You would just look at them and say, just do it. Just.
I always wondered in my mind whether when people got old and they were cranky, were they that way all their life?
Mm-hmm.
Or did old age make them that way?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't figured that one out yet.
You haven't. When you figure that one out, please let me know, okay?
Well, I told you that I'm only going to figure it out when I got reincarnated. That's when I'm going to be the psychologist.
I think we'll be in good hands. Ruth, thank you so much for being on Center Stage.
Thank you for asking me.
You bet.
I was amazed.
We are all amazed at how special you are. That's how I can end this, I'm telling you. Thank you, sweetheart.
You were always a free spirit in my mind.
So are you. You're the one that became the model and started traveling. You knew what you wanted. You went out to get it. That's a beautiful thing.
I never realized I was a free spirit.
Oh, yeah, you are. We both are.
That's the connection.
That's the connection, kiddo.
It's somehow perfect that Ruth Wilson and I end our conversation laughing. Thank you, Ruth, for sharing your wonderful life with us. Greenwich, Connecticut cherishes you, as do I. Ruth Wilson resides now at Greenwich Woods on King Street. Stop by to see her and say hi. She will always have time for you. And if you want to hear the full, unedited version of my conversation with Ruth Wilson, please go to centerstagewithpamelacoon.com. And to everyone out there, stay safe. This is Pamela Coon, and the curtain is now down on Center Stage.